North Korea and South Korea will make a show of unity next month when the South hosts the Winter Olympics. The two countries made a deal at the inter-Korean border today. They will field their first ever joint Olympic team, a women's ice hockey team. They'll also march together under a unified Korean flag at the opening ceremonies. There will be 550 people in North Korea's delegation. That includes a cheering squad, taekwondo performers, and athletes. A North Korean figure skating pair has already qualified for the Games. NPR's Elise Hu has more about them.
The North Korean regime doesn't let most its citizens ever leave the country, but its top athletes have competed around the world. Last year, in Japan,
representing the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Kim Ryong and Joo-sik Kim.
25-year-old Kim Joo-sik and Ryom Tae-o, who's 18, skated their way to a bronze medal at the Asian Games. They also competed in the World Figure Skating Championships. Then in Germany at the end of 2017, they placed sixth in an event that qualified them for the Winter Olympics.
They were like smiling and hugging and just celebrating. And it was really kind of like, you know, touching to see those kind of human interactions.
South Korean June Michael Park is a photojournalist who covered the qualifying event. When the duo gave a press conference and no translators were available, Park played interpreter.
I was really nervous just coming in contact with the North Koreans because I'm not allowed, technically.
South Koreans are forbidden by the government to even place phone calls to North Korea because of a Cold War era law that's still on the books. But South Koreans and now the rest of the world are paying attention to this pair. They're the only North Korean athletes to qualify for next month's games. Song Moon-jong is a researcher at South Korea's Institute of Sports Science who studies inter-Korean sports.
It's almost impossible for people outside the country to know how they grew up as athletes and also about how the North Korean infrastructure is supporting the athletes.
Song briefed South Korean diplomats ahead of talks with North Koreans about the Olympics.
Pair figure skating became huge in North Korea ever since Kim Jong-un came into power. In North Korea, the sports the leader is interested in get a lot of attention and support.
This weekend, the International Olympic Committee is meeting near Geneva to decide whether the North Korean pair can compete as a late entry in next month's games in South Korea. Photographer Park says he's rooting for them.
You know, there should be more interactions, more human interactions, and maybe that will lead to better understanding.
As he interpreted the North Koreans' Korean language to English for throngs of press, he could hear the 70-year breakup of the Korean Peninsula in their vocabulary.
I think their form of Korean language is maybe a little bit more pure. In South Korea, we have a lot of English words or foreign words that we use without even thinking about.
How much foreign exposure North Koreans get is directed by the regime, which historically has used international showcases as propaganda opportunities. But in one way, the North Korean figure skaters are already showing international savvy. Their short program is set to music by The Beatles. The song's opening line is, fittingly, "I read the news today. Oh boy." Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.